Chapter 1 Utility of Studying Management and Organizational Behavior. We live in a society of organizations. Organizations are a primary part of our lives. We live in a society of organizations. Our family is an organization. The schools we attend are organizations. Our religious institutions are organizations. Most of us earn our living by working for an organization. If we put our money in a bank or borrow money from such an institution, we are dealing with an organization. We obtain food and almost all the other necessities and luxuries of life by purchasing various items from organizations. We obtain information and entertainment from organizations, in the form of television programs, movies, video cassettes, audio CDs, tapes, newspapers, books, etc. That is, all of these items and most products in our society are produced by organizations. The government and all its agencies are organizations. We even start life and usually end life in a hospital, which is an organization. After life ends, we are buried by a funeral service, which is still another example of an organization. Thus, we live in a society of organizations. A primary part of an organization is its managerial structure. That is, essentially all organizations have one or more managers. Many of us, as we get involved with organizations, will be faced with the management of an organization. A few of us will be chief executive officers. Some of us will be upper or middle managers. Some of us will be foremen. Many of us will be, or are, managers of a family. All of us are managers of our own lives, in relation to the people who provide services for us. Whether we become managers or not, almost all of us will have to deal with managers. Thus, the study can help us understand and communicate better with organizations and their managers. This will help us function better in our society of organizations. From the above paragraphs, it is apparent that our society is essentially composed of organizations controlled by managers. Question: is this unique to our American society? The answer is obviously no. Modern societies throughout the world are basically composed of organizations controlled by managers. Even most primitive societies are structured in a similar way. Perhaps these simpler societies have fewer organizations than modern societies, but most of them are still essentially composed of organizations controlled by managers. This becomes apparent when we consider the family as an organization and the head of the household as a manager. Thus, a general statement can be made about all, or almost all, societies in relation to organizational structure. Specifically, all, or almost all, societies are primarily composed of organizations controlled by managers. An interesting analogy can be made with a higher living organism, such as the human body, and society. The living organism is composed of organs and society is composed of organizations. The organs perform specific functions for the organism and organizations perform specific functions for society. The organs are composed of individual cells and organizations are composed of people. The cells of an organ must be controlled and coordinated, managed to produce the products and functions of the organ. The same is true of organizations. The people that work in an organization must be controlled and coordinated, managed to produce the products and functions of the organization. Thus, the study of organizations and their management can be thought of as a study of the organs of society. The understanding gained by such a study, if it is applied correctly in daily life, can be a practical and powerful tool in dealing with our society of organizations controlled by managers.